Right? So, but back to verse 17. This is something I get flack for, because on my website I criticize sometimes people I disagree with. And people say, it's not that I disagree with you, it's just that I just disagree with the fact that you feel compelled to criticize. I think to myself, well, why are you criticizing me? If it's wrong to criticize people, why do you criticize me? Right? Why are you pointing out my fault? And what I do is when I, in this particular case, it's something that I had a lot of intimate knowledge of, right? I don't go around hunting down people to be critical of. But when you see someone walking contrary to the faith, which causes divisions and strife, right? And offenses, contrary to the doctrine which I have learned, I avoid them. And I mark them. That guy is a marked man in my book. Okay? You mark them. Paul says mark people who are contrary to the faith. Okay? Contrary to the doctrine. The doctrine is the faith. I mean, you know, the teaching is what we're having faith in. See? Giving heed to sound doctrine, because ultimately doctrine is what saves you. And people might somewhat, what do you mean doctrine saves you? Well, without some sort of teaching on what you have to do to be saved, or what has to happen for you to be saved, how are you going to know what, your religion? I mean, the whole religion is made of doctrine. Even people with minimalist versions of Christianity, all you got to do is believe. Well, that's a doctrine right there. Or we don't follow doctrine, we just follow Christ. That's a doctrine. You can't follow Christ without doctrine. Doctrine just means teaching. There's some sort of teaching that you have to adhere to. Unless you're just an anarchist of religion. You're just like, whoa, whatever, man, we just float. It's nearly impossible. I mean, the only way you could be like without that is just to be just a total, like, maybe just a totally, drugged out, man. Just totally out of it. Then you could just kind of float. What kind of life is that? Pretty good. Oh, yeah, right. When you have no responsibilities except to serve yourself and your own pleasures, sometimes those things seem like, hey, this is great, right? Man, it's just like, whoa. But it's like when you find yourself trapped by those things, but you have a family to support, and you have a family you got to be an example to. Thing is, and as a Christian, ultimately, you've got to be an example to other Christians in the church. I mean, what kind of testimony is that? I'm the drunken saint, man. I'm the pot-smoking prophet, right, man? Oh, thus saith the Lord. Wow. Can't serve God like that. I don't know how I even got into that. Well, I guess my point is, you gotta stand for something. You gotta have doctrine. Doctrine is important. Just be like, Jesus, man, just say the word, man. Just, I believe in Jesus. I mean, the devil's believed. Jesus, thou son of David, hast thou come to persecute us before our time? We adjure thee by God. Do not send us into the abyss. Let us go into the herd of swine. I mean, they try to negotiate with him. Successfully. But, hey, Jesus taught things, right? And when people go contrary to the teachings that I have just taught, especially, a lot of these later things are kind of by permission, I see them as, or sort of like things where you got to judge on the fly, but the matters of faith in the first 11 chapters and into the 12th a bit and beyond. Hey, it's all, there's a lot of, I'll tell you what, in all of it, there's a lot of stuff that's just like, that's it. You can't be contrary to this. And they that are such, they are not the servants of Christ. People say, well, we're all serving the same Lord, Paul. I mean, come on, he preaches Jesus, you preach Jesus. Won't we all just get along? No, we can't. You don't understand, because the doctrine is contrary. And they are not serving Christ. They are serving their own belly. They are servants of the flesh. Now you think, wait, how do you say that? It's like, look it. The belly is just put, it is a figure of speech. It means they serve themselves. They serve their own heart. They serve what they want. And they, lots of good, you know, the good words, quote unquote, and fair speeches. It sounds good, you know, or titillating, you know. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, because people want to hear some new secret. See, the things I teach, they're just so simple and straightforward. You got to have righteousness, you got to have godliness, you got to have faith. I teach the very simple truths of Christianity, and when you teach that, it's like, oh, it's just like, that's too hard. I want to hear about things that are kind of off the wall. I want to hear about secret doctrines. I want to hear about secret earth ages. I want to hear about secret seeds and strange doctrines and strange teachings and strange gospels. And they follow not our Lord, but their own belly. It's not that, oh, my stomach is hungry. No, no. The belly is put for the center of the person. It's the focus is on them. On what their desires are, what they want. Yeah, and sometimes that's money, food. Be simple concerning evil. I'll tell you what simple is. This is simple. I quoted it earlier in this study. Galatians chapter 5. These are the works of the flesh. Adultery, fornication, wickedness, evil, etc., etc., etc. And I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, they which do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's black and white. You can't be the doer of those things and expect to inherit the kingdom of God. Period. Don't lose faith over it. There's long suffering of God. He's suffering long with you to bring you to repentance. Be diligent. Add to your faith virtue. To your virtue, kindness, and etc. I should memorize temperance. Temperance is always a good thing to have. Do you have temperance yet? Well, add it. Add these things. Add them. Add them. Add them. Add them. Notice the early one is virtue. Manliness. I mean, it means everything that is good about being a man. I mean, all the you know, there are all the best of humankind. All the best elements. The best things that we can do. Even to God, you know, but add that. Our best. And God will add even more to you. But how do you add it? You seek Him.